Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. Ancient and Imperial China. Timeline. This is the timeline of ancient and imperial China. 475 to 221 BCE. Warring states. 221 BCE. The first emperor. 214 BCE. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi's Great Wall. 206 BCE to 220 CE. Han Dynasty. Confucius's ideas were important here. 1368 to 1644 CE. Ming Dynasty. 1912 CE. The last emperor. Warring states. Different family dynasties had ruled China as separate states for thousands of years. From about 475 BCE until 221 BCE, these states had many wars with each other. This was the time of the Warring States in ancient China. The First Emperor. The ruler of the Qin Kingdom was very powerful. After many wars, he ruled the separate states as one kingdom and became the first emperor. Imperial China lasted for 2,000 years. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi was the first emperor of China. He ruled in the Qing Dynasty. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi. Different dynasties. China was ruled by different dynasties at different times. Qing Dynasty. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi's dynasty was the first to rule over all of ancient China. Han Dynasty. The rulers of the Han Dynasty made Imperial China very powerful. Ming Dynasty. Chinese education and ideas became more important in this time. Han Dynasty soldiers. The Great Wall. The different Chinese states built enormous walls to defend their kingdoms. Qin Shi Huangdi built one of the biggest walls and joined other, older walls together too. The Great Wall of China. Most of the Great Wall we see today was built by the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644 CE. Building the wall. Emperor Qin had thousands of soldiers and workers to build the wall for him. Work on the Great Wall was done on and off for more than 1,500 years. The work was very hard. Workers. Soldier. The Terracotta Army. An enormous tomb was built for the first emperor. In the tomb, an army of thousands of model soldiers defended and looked after the emperor after he died. It took 700,000 people, about 40 years, to build the Terracotta Army and the tomb. Each of the model soldiers looked different. The Great Inventors. Many things that we still have today were invented in China. Silk, porcelain, fireworks, paper, printing, and the compass are all Chinese inventions, and there are many more. Silk, porcelain, fireworks, paper, printing, compass. Making paper. Paper was invented in China in about 100 CE. The first paper was made from tree bark. How paper was made? 1. Tree bark is cut. 2. The bark is put in water. 3. The bark becomes a pulp. 4. A paper-making screen is put into the pulp. 5. The pulp dries on the screen to become paper. 6. The dry paper comes off the screen. Pulp. Screen. Printing and power. As the rulers in China had more printed books, they became more educated and had good ideas. With more educated rulers, China became more powerful. The world's first book was printed in China in 868 CE. Chinese porcelain. The Chinese made the best porcelain in the world. The very best Chinese porcelain was made in the time of the Ming Dynasty. Making Ming porcelain. Porcelain like this has another name, China. Chinese medicine. The Chinese have used herbs in medicine for over 4,000 years. They invented acupuncture too. In acupuncture, needles are used to treat illness. Chinese medicine and herbs are still used to treat illness today. Herbs. Acupuncture needles. The Silk Road. The ancient Chinese were great traders. From about 200 BCE, they were trading silk and other goods with people to the west. The way the traders went was called the Silk Road. The Silk Road brought new ideas from China to the west too. The ideas of Confucius. Confucius was a man who lived before the time of the Warring States. He said that family was very important and that people should treat each other well. Confucius's ideas helped build a great Chinese civilization during the Han Dynasty. Family life. In most Chinese families, mum, dad, children, and grandparents all lived together. Family life had rules. The grandparents were the most important people in the family and were looked up to by children and others. Farming. Most people in ancient and imperial China lived by farming for food. The most important food in China was rice. Families worked together on farms. Rice is still farmed in water like this. Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year has been celebrated for thousands of years. Today, it is an important time of year for Chinese people all over the world. Families come together to celebrate with food and fireworks. People celebrate Chinese New Year with fireworks. China today. China is still a powerful and important country today, and Chinese goods are traded all over the world. There are more people living in China than in any other country in the world. Picture glossary. Compass. Emperor. Fireworks. Great Wall of China. Medicine. Paper. Porcelain. Printing. Rice farm. Soldiers. Terracotta army. Tree bark. Ancient and Imperial China Quiz. What have you learnt about ancient and imperial China? Answer these questions and find out. What happened in China from about 475 BCE until 221 BCE? Who was the first emperor of China? What did Chinese states build to defend their kingdoms? Name one Chinese invention. Who was Confucius? How do people celebrate Chinese New Year? Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. Ancient and Imperial China. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Written by Simon Mugford. Illustrated by Leash Lee. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.